You must be heard, you must be understood, and you must be pleased.
Greetings, and welcome to episode 240 of the Radio Orphans Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to bringing you original independent music from around this great world for your listening pleasure. Well, 240. That's kind of a cool number.
It's a nice round number.
Yeah.
I like those nice round whole numbers like that.
Yep. And we are here for the on-whole numbers, too.
You know that's what I mean? Right. We got a place for them.
Yes, we do.
There's always room. There's room for more.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah,
we got 7 tracks, like always, uninterrupted coming up for you. So get ready to lock and load.
That's right, folks.
But yeah, if you got this M4A, the Enhanced Podcast, going on, the best way to listen to it is in iTunes, probably. That way you can watch the links in the artwork browser go by, embedded in the photos, and you can learn more about each artist as you're listening to them. It also works great in any other portable device. You don't always have to follow through. You can follow through later, whatever. It works.
That's right.
So anyways.
We are going to kick this podcast off with some music from Spain, and it's kind of like surf rock, isn't it?
Definitely.
I mean, it's
like
got that it sure sound.
Is. Yep, it sure does. It's like, the Pasonics, right?
Yeah, there you go.
And the song, Sedona.
Thank you. sweat dripping, so worried. Can I make it through another 24? Anxiety's got me stuck on the floor, locked behind doors, can't take it no more. Living in these hard times, there's got to be more, something other than this world. Sunshine, can you please come out and play and help me see through this cloudy haze and bless me so I can pass this test called LIFE. Cause I'm failing to connect the dots to happiness. Could you please let me have another shot at this? And please forgive me if I'm coming off a little vague. My mind's cluttered, so these sentences are barely made. I heard someone say that this was a new day, so I went outside to see, but ain't nothing changed. Sunshine, can you please come out and play and help me see through this cloudy haze? And if you're feeling how I'm feeling today, then stand up and say, hey, hey. Sunshine, can you please come out and play and help me see through this cloudy haze? And if you're feeling how I'm feeling, to find that life isn't worthless. I'm bound, determined to find my purpose, so I can say, look at me now. You gotta get up when you get down, and if you're lost, you can be found. Together we can move the clouds. I said together we can move the clouds. Hey yo, take your sunglasses off, there's no need to be scared. Roll the windows down and let the wind mess up your hair. If you smoke, roll it up, blow it up in the air. If you drink, pour up a cup and chill, it's almost here. Sunshine, can you please come out and play and help me see through this cloudy haze? And if you're feeling how I'm feeling today, then stand up and say, hey, hey. Sunshine, can you please come out and play and help me see through this cloudy haze? And if you're feeling how I'm feeling today, then stand up and say, hey, hey.
It's been a long time living, just trying to find my soul. Now I'm back with the rhythm, ready to shine like gold. My mind's designed to flow, so I gotta get my best. People try to bring me down, but I refuse to stress. Till I lose my breath, you know I gotta be strong. Situation's getting cloudy, can I see through the fog? Just keep moving along and do my best to keep it true. Motivated by the sun, stars and the moon.
Could you please come out and play? I said, could you please come out and play?
I'm a warrior, searching for euphoria. Life there must be more to ya. Tell me what I failed to notice. I prevail from hopeless, then I saw the light. They say times are tough, I say our future's bright. Now I'm feeling alright, and my mind's at peace. Getting to the point where life's a breeze. Similar to Rakim, I wanna move the crowd.
If we're doing this together, then
we can move the clouds.
Sunshine, can you please come out and play and help me see through this cloudy haze? And if you're feeling how I'm feeling today, then stand up and say, hey, hey. Sunshine, can you please come out and play and help me see through this cloudy haze? And if you're feeling how I'm feeling today, then stand up and say, hey, hey.
Clean, gonna paint up We know now that man has always found ways to alter his emotions by consuming various plants. It's called hallucinogenics. By synthesizing this plant into pills, a crew could keep mentally alert for as long as 20 years.
Yes, Doctor.
Unfortunately, the use of this pill could be abused, which is why the formula must be guarded.
Yes, Doctor.
So, Corey?
Hi, Bob.
What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, you were talking about the Constitution before, and I was wondering if you heard of Pursuit of Happiness. And,
life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right on, and that's what they're doing. That's what we're doing, you know? I don't see what the big deal is. If people are happy doing it.
Are you going to tell me, sir, that the preamble to the Constitution of the United States of America, when it talks about the pursuit of happiness, you're sick, sir. Are you telling me that our founding fathers were referring to women letting men urinate on them? Are you telling me that by the pursuit of happiness they meant someone putting a dog collar around somebody's neck, yanking them with a chain and beating them with a whip? That is not only un-American, it's disgusting. You make me want to vomit. Pursuit of happiness. This is the pursuit of perversion. It's the pursuit of sickness. And it's the pursuit of people who need help, not further degradation. These are people often who are abuse victims who need counseling. They need spiritual therapy.
I haven't heard mention of anything about priests that molest kids at all.
Sir, that's not what the show is about. That is a terrible problem. It's a horrible problem.
That's
the Catholic
problem.
Church is trying to deal with it. And it's. But what I want to tell you, they're not advertising it, and they're not charging $300 an hour for it, and the church is opposed to it, and they're doing what they can to fight against it. It is a problem, but that's not the issue. We're not talking about that today. Corey, do you do this kind of stuff?
What? I like to, I belong to a fraternity, matter of fact, and we sit around and defecate and depend undergarments and wait for it to dry and rub all over ourselves.
Just a minute. Get the people out. Get the children out of the room. Get the children out of the room. You do what, sir? You defecate on undergarments?
Yes.
And you don't think that you're sick?
Not at all. I'm not hurting anybody.
Yes, you are hurting somebody.
Who?
Sir, every one of us is touched by the life of every other single human being. That's what public morality is all about. That's what public standards of decency is all about. Sir?
Yes, sir.
When you do that sort of thing, you're inviting the demons of hell to inhabit you and to hang around you. And in doing that, you're going to end up affecting other people because you call forth the forces of darkness by doing something as disgusting and as reprehensible as that. But I wouldn't suspect you believe in demons or the devil.
Or Jesus or God or anything. You know, I consider myself an atheist, so, you know, it's like, you know.
Somehow I'm not surprised that an atheist finds nothing wrong with something like this.
No. It's like you're free. I mean, you're laughing in the bank, man. It's like you're talking about...
I'm what, sir?
Laughing all the way in the bank.
I'm what, sir? Of course I'm asking for donations. And I want to tell you something. I'm not asking for $300 from people. I am asking for $1,000 heroes and...
You know, what's the difference? You know?
Sir, you are going to compare me to what this woman is doing?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I'm doing it right now. I don't see any difference at all. It's a business. You want to stay on the air?
Corey.
They get 40 stations, you know.
How did you ever find out about this program?
How did I find out about it? I just looked through the stations and some friends of mine told me about it. I listened more and more to it. And I always wanted to talk to you.
Well, now we're talking. Let me tell you something, Corey. I think you've got some serious emotional problems. I don't know where they come from. I think you're morally sick. But I want to tell you, Jesus Christ loves you every bit as much as he loves me. Jesus Christ died for you every bit as much as he died for me. And I want to tell you, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, these sick, horrible things you're doing, I don't even want to repeat, were all the horrible sin of the world was placed on Jesus Christ, and he bore it in such agony that it broke his heart and he died. But he rose again from the dead, that the devil who is driving you to do these things could be defeated. And Corey, I want to tell you something. You're going to have a very happy future ahead of you. And I'm not talking about eternity, I'm talking about this life. What kind of a woman would want to marry someone like you?
I don't know. They say there's somewhere out there for everybody.
And what kind of a father do you think you would be?
I don't know. Probably pretty good. Probably pretty good at changing diapers.
Oh, Corey, don't use cutesy comments. You're really sick, man. You're really sick.
Thanks.
Christ loves you. Christ loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you're listening, Corey.
Yep, so am I.
I'm gonna have to take a 4-minute break here. I don't believe this. I just don't believe it.
Hey, we're back. And you just heard Corey versus Bob, part 2. And you can find that on our CD, No Strangers to Exploration. And as always, it's available on iTunes, hard copy at CD Baby.
Yep, and I'm sure it's all over. There's a YouTube video, I think.
Yes,
Daily Motion or
yes.
Whatever, all of them, the usual suspects.
If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more or see some visual accompaniment with that song, search the internet.
Hey, Google is your friend. You
that's
know?
Right.
Just
yes.
Pop it in the search there, and you'll come up with a multitude of
right
a plethora
up, yes.
of choices
that's
of
right.
Radio Orphans goodness: podcasts, videos, songs, albums, CDs.
Yeah, and if we're not your cup of tea, we hope that some of the other music you've heard tonight in
absolutely.
This fantastic mix is.
And hopefully, you'll go and buy their music and buy their records.
Yeah, like the Pasonics.
Go to their shows. Yeah. If you I know? Was in Spain, I would go check these guys out.
That's
at a
right.
bar for
me
sure.
too. I'd be there Pasonics. With you.
Oh yeah. That kind of music's awesome. Seduction was the name of the song. That's what we kicked off
yep,
with.
Yep, and surf rock from Spain.
That's right. And from there, we go over to the Midwest, I guess you'd say,
yeah,
United
you,
States,
you could.
Indiana.
Yes, with the artist Shay and his song Sunshine. I like that,
right.
that.
Oh, yeah. That was a cool tune.
Good
straight
lyrics
up,
in there.
Straight up hip-hop
yep.
from Indiana, you know?
Yep. No messing around. Just there it is.
Good lyrics. Good yeah. all the way around.
Absolutely.
Beats and everything. Nicely done. From there, we go to New York City.
Yeah, definitely New York. This one has that definite New York City feel to it. It's Derek and the Darlings and their song Hustler with a Rescue Plan.
Yeah, and that's some electro pop rock, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah,
out of New
York. Just has that. What I mean by that, New York, is just that clean. It's really kind of a tight city urban.
Well, yeah, it has, you know, with the synths and the electronic stuff in there, like added in as it is with the. Yeah. The lyrics and the whole, there is like a New York feel to you can tell.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And it's not a bad thing.
No, and sometimes if I start talking like that, I just feel like I'm just putting my foot in my mouth.
Yeah,
so I'm going to shut up and move on to the next song, which we hop over to France with Vim Cortez and Much Though I Like You.
Yeah, cool song. Very cool down-tempo kind of trip-hop alternative rock.
Yeah.
From France.
We like playing those French artists as much as we can.
Yeah, we sure do. We come across some great stuff out of France. They got some really good ideas going on over there.
Oh, yeah.
And they still do in California, too. You know, I mean, there's always California, right? I mean, if all else fails. And, it's Chamber of Echoes.
Mm-hmm. And Esoteric.
That's right.
We're going to call that some industrial rock.
Yeah, pretty much industrial, you know, kind of got a goth kind of feel to it.
Yeah, and hey, we stick around on the West Coast there with the artist Pablo and the song The Formula.
That's a really cool song. I dig the sample-y. I wonder what movie that's from or wherever. It's a good call there on the sample taken there.
Definitely, and that's definitely some psychedelic electronic rock, if there was some. Or
that's
at least
right.
Electro-experimental kind of throwing in the samples and the whole work, you know.
Just a wonderful tapestry of sounds and electronic goodness, but there it was.
Yeah, hey, and of course we followed it up with our own little brand of experimental electronica, Corey versus Bob Part 2. Well, this concludes episode 240 of the Radio Orphans podcast. Intro to this podcast, courtesy of Clarity and the Brothers P. All the music we play in this podcast is used with permission.
We thank you
for listening.